All right, man. So, it's been a minute, but, hey, man, finally got a chance to get together. Just trying to check what episode we on. We are on 81. All right, cool. December, Christmas around the corner, so I guess we could start with the only thing that make a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I like to play this song is because, you know, when we first got in the stew, this was the first song we used to intro the pod. So, and then, bro, it's the Temptations, you know? So, it really sets Christmas right, you know? Talk to him. You know, like, if you ain't got the tree up yet, don't worry about it. Like, forget it. It's over with.
Go ahead and leave it where
you know? If you ain't got lights up, don't worry about it. At this point, you're wrapping gifts and getting your Christmas outfit together. Magic pajamas and shit. You should have your picture appointments already booked and paid for. Deposit should be down. You know, at this point, Christmas is here, nigga. Come on now. Come on now. Do you? Hey. All right. Back to the real shit. Back to the real shit. We in this motherfucker, man. Been a while. But that's what, man. We back. In full effect. What's up, Benny? Still gonna build and put this parlay together, you know.
Hey, I ain't parlay cooking, but I'm cooking.
Let it rock for a minute, man. Let Benny talk to y'all for a second. And it's crazy that him and Gibbs and got into LLB. Got a lot to talk about. Let's get to it, man.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's a hot joint. For those of you who don't know, One Way Fight, the name of the joint, it's a Benny the Butcher record with Burden a feature by Freddie Gibbs. Man, that's that real rap.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? That's that real shit. Man, I like so much has come down to, like, a sound, a cadence. But that nigga spit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, man, word for word, bar for bar, you can make out the words he's saying, you know, and it's there, dog. That's real hip-hop. And that's what the game need, dog. The game missing that. Like,
for sure.
Like, man, I just look at the scenery, bro. I see niggas getting off because of the producers, because of the beats, because of the sounds, the transitions of the song, bro, is
everything is it's because of really, who it is, right, and not for what it is.
Right, not for what it is. The music definitely like lacks substance at this point.
Facts. Welcome to episode 81, Hot Takes Podcast. I am your host Dell, with my co-host Shug.
Man, what's happening? We right back in the mix.
Right back in the mix, like we never left, dog. Christmas time. You know, same shit per usual. You know, family vibes, warm vibes, cold weather vibes, you know what I'm saying? But I like Christmas time, dog. Like, I never didn't like it, but I wasn't necessarily the biggest fan. Like, how some people just love Christmas, bro. I'm not
right.
that.
Right. And see, I'm not like, I ain't the Grinch. I don't really care for the hoopla. I'm all for the get together though. You feel me? I'm all for the get together. I'm all for the love, whether that be, you know, getting together with your partners, the homies, the hoochies you hang with, or it's just family. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, either way, I feel like that spirit, that energy, you know, people just kind of be into it than they would a little bit more.
Yeah.
Another point of the year. You know what I'm saying? So that shit always big, man. We got some shit on here, bro.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you played the Temptations. You know what I'm saying? To kind of kick it back. Because a lot of people would act like that's not what we grew up on. You know, they'll have you thinking it'd be some other shit. But that's it. That's what your mama
like. That's the foundation of Christmas, bro.
That's
like, you putting a tree up and shit like that. You got the, you know, you got the Christmas music playing, and that's gonna come on.
Right.
If not, lead off the night.
Right. That's just universal. It's universally black.
Throw a little Michael Bublé in that motherfucker. It's beginning to look a lot like. Come on, man. But, man, you know.
So, Christmas, you know, since we on that, we could always talk about gifts. I know as a kid, clothes was big. You know, you got a bunch of clothes, all that good shit. Clothes was always a thing because you just always wanted the new fly shit.
Right.
Whatever that time, bro. But when it comes to, like the fashion shit, there's good and there's bad. You know, trends. You can't see the people that's watching or listening to this won't be able to see this, but this is a fashion trend of the thousands. You remember this? Niggas did the belt buckle with the So just
the big
just,
belt buckle.
Yeah, definitely.
The name that brand, was the name thing, belt buckle.
For sure. So we on it. Man, I like, you know, New York niggas. They wear the Timbs, bro. You know, and that's I wouldn't call that a fashion trend because that's gonna stand forever.
Never had a pair of Timbs.
Cause you ain't from New York.
Oh, I'm just saying, but even but it don't cold enough.
I think
for
I had
down
I
here.
May have had a pair as a kid, but man, the trends like polo boots. You remember them joints?
I didn't have a. So I remember the trend, but I didn't have a pair.
Big,
yeah,
big heavy trend. In
I didn't
South,
like them
at a point eight. It wasn't even about that though, cause I don't think they were cool looking boots myself. Like I just think it was about
we weren't wearing them right.
About
the like when you look at like how the polo players wear the boots, like what we wear the jeans now that's slim taper cut. Right. That's how it was supposed to look. Not the 501 denim that you just tuck the motherfucker behind the tongue and shit.
Yeah,
and you leave a buckle undone. Like it looked nasty.
Let's get busy. But man, it was some shit. Ooh.
Don't get me started on trends, dog, because I really go end up in this. Don't do that. Cause you know what else I fucking hated? The goddamn long shirts that like the future era around like 2014, 2015, where it was like long in the front, long in the back,
the
short on the sides.
T-shirt niggas.
Bro.
Yeah, them joints. Yeah, them joints. They was weak,
I
bro.
I hated that shit.
They was weak. I think I might have had an extended shirt.
I know you
I
did.
I wore the shit once.
Because I told you about it. I'm like, you got one of those now? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I think I might have wore it once or twice.
Wow.
But, hey, man, it was a thing for the time.
No. No lie. I wanted a belt buckle. I want to say I had one of the versions, but it wasn't my name.
Yeah, mom's got us the one with the names, man. Shout out to mom, because she really bought into all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, mom did too.
When we was like, mom, we want such and such, you know,
and
she told
I had
mom,
an older sister.
It was done.
Shout out to my older sister, man. She's 10 years older than me. So she had a job when I was getting into all that different
shit. So,
yeah,
that, so
she was my help even to get, like,
heavy.
Even with the race car jackets. My mom didn't have a fucking clue. She was like, I'm not about to pay X amount for
right,
the jacket because I'm like, what the fuck is this?
To the parents. Like, or they just might not be up on that. You kind of got to,
right.
would have to explain that to,
so
you
my
know.
Sister stepped in and explained it to her and all that. So,
what
she ended
had?
Up buying it. I had the Oreo jacket.
Oreo.
The Oreo.
Okay, so
jacket.
Blue.
The blue, yeah.
Blue. Okay, I got you. Eminem. The yellow and orange.
Oh,
and
I wanted that one
joint.
So bad, bro.
Yellow and brown.
The
joint.
Eminem joint was so hard, bro.
Yeah.
You know what era I didn't like off of fashion, but similar to the jacket? When motherfuckers was doing their car, like all that different
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the
I
McDonald's
the
car.
And
they
had a Sun Kiss car. Oh.
Dude, I hated that dumb shit. I'm like, what are we doing? What is this? What
man, I don't know if this nigga living or dead, bro. But man, this was one of my auntie little boyfriends back in the day.
Yeah.
This nigga had this one car, but this car had like 7 different paint jobs. Like every 6 to 8 months, he'll come up with a new scheme, you know, and that bitch was Fruit Loops 1 month, and then, you know,
fast forward.
And we Burger King next. I'm like, oh, this nigga wildin'.
No.
But
way.
Yeah, that was a very weak time. Like, I don't know what. Hey, something about the South, bro. Niggas, we just be bored.
We do some,
yeah,
shit,
we do some outlandish shit, bro.
What a
for
time,
real.
Man. What a time to be outside, though.
Yeah.
Because, man, I wish I was outside for, like,
that
type
era.
Of
was insane.
The early 2000s to, like, mid-2000s. Yeah, to be outside during that shit. Like, dog, imagine the Usher video. We get back to Christmas after this, because I do want to talk about, like, Christmas parties and shit like that. Think about the era when Usher came out with Yeah in a club. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro. Not even knowing if it was a thing like that, whether niggas had a whole dance off in the middle of the club or not. But bro, the music itself during that era was impeccable. All of the club shit was hot.
you know, like you couldn't go to the club and not catch a fire set if you had a good DJ. You couldn't miss, right?
Yeah, the rappers was rapping, but they was rapping their ass off.
Like, right. Like, everything was going.
And the South had a lot. You had the Lil Wayne, Ludacris, T.I., Young Jeezy, Outkast. And then you had, like, Boosie. And it was
all
crazy.
The individual,
like,
shit, yeah.
All that at one time, one era. You know, just very, it's a nostalgic period at this point.
Back to Christmas. How do you feel about Secret Santas? You fuck with that?
No, hate the idea. Don't really care for it.
Why?
It don't. I don't know, man. I don't know, bro. Because I'm not a gamer. You know, I'm like,
it's not
I
a
say,
fucking game. What do you mean?
It kind of is a game, man. It's a secret.
It's just but it's not a game.
I mean, it's cool.
You know how I go.
Like I'm not against it, but like
you know how I go.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. How does it go?
You're given. Are you given a person?
Yeah, so
yeah, you're giving a person to buy something for, but they don't know you buying it. They don't know who's buying it for them. You're giving that person. So let's say we put 18 niggas' names in the hat, pause.
Right.
And everybody pick. And I pick Sharon.
As long as you don't pick yourself.
So you feel me? Like, I got to buy Sharon, whatever, but he don't know it's coming from me.
Right.
You know, when I present it to him, I might tell him, hey, you know, it was me who got you that.
Yeah, he's supposed to tell him at the end.
Right. Yeah.
I like it. I think it's fun. Like, it's fun when you got enough people to do it. Like, if it's I wouldn't do it if it's like immediate family, because it's not really as fun, because it's kind of real narrowed in.
Right, like, let's do it.
Like, if it's a job thing or some shit.
Right, where the gifts are from, like, $50 to $75, everybody. $50 to $100 gifts.
Yeah.
For, you know, maybe, let's say, I mean, fuck, I do that for my friends.
So, we doing one at my job. We're doing a Secret Santa. I picked somebody that I'm actually good with, so my shit was easy to get. And also, me and my friends are doing one. And I also got somebody that was easy to do. You know what I'm saying? But I like that shit. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, just make it fun or whatever. Christmas party's always lit, you know.
Always.
Ugly sweater shit. I hate ugly sweaters, but I'll go to the party. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I had one ugly sweater that I really cherished. I had the Cam Newton Dab Christmas sweater.
So, oh.
Official.
That's fire.
That's insane, bro. Like, you know.
That's fire. Like, that's a fly.
Moms
one.
Was, man, moms be on it with the gifts. Like,
yeah.
I want to say she got that for me 2015 for my birthday, December 8th. So,
hey,
we rolling.
So, we'll talk to my Carolina.
We transition. We could transition.
But,
We didn't holiday enough.
Christmas party. Yeah, we good on that. You want to get into
let's
power. You want to get into sport?
NFL.
What's up? NFL. Okay.
NFL. Let's start it off.
Who you got? Who we talking about? Shannon Sharp. First of all, let me call him to the front. Brushing your teeth 7 to 10 times is insane.
It is.
I don't give a fuck how much money you spent on your teeth, bro. That's a lot.
It is.
Like, that's definitely excessive. You know.
Yeah, but I'm here to.
That's
to
it.
To
you
second
know.
That.
Also, real quick, him and Ocho. That shit is gold.
It is.
That shit is
and
gold.
The Gilbert Arenas feature is sick. Like, oh my God, you get this eyeball personality to come join the other two. It just made for great business. But
I know Skip's sick.
He's sick as fuck.
Sick.
He's sick as fuck. Cause Skip still got some niggas, but they not them niggas.
Yeah. And it may get there, but it ain't the same.
I don't see it,
that
bro.
That twang ain't that,
hey,
dog.
I listen to and no knock to nobody, cause fuck, he might be your favorite. Bro, I hate listening to Richard Sherman talk. Like, it's just like,
I don't dislike
it's
it.
Just blah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the shit he say is outlandish, and when he not saying no outlandish shit, it's nothing intricate. It's nothing with deep thought, like no depth to it. Like,
because sometimes it don't be that deep. Like, if you just follow the facts and what you can see.
In terms of like viewership and what you're trying to like get people to actually come in and fucking watch this shit, that's not gonna pull them here. You feel me?
Yeah,
like, I can't even hear him. You feel me? Like, much less watch the nigga. I can't even hear him. Who else they got? Michael Irvin. I mean, he alright. Well, fuck, I gotta listen to Keyshawn Johnson. Keyshawn Johnson straight, actually.
Honestly,
like,
so here's my thing, and I've always said this with the commentary. I've always given the people that actually play, even if you wasn't necessarily a star, I give their opinion way more credit than the beat writers and the journalists that do the shit. You know, I respect them, but it's like, why not?
I don't. Because I listen to so many of the guys that play it, and it'd be absolute bullshit. Like, it'd be absolute bullshit. Like, I think Rashad McCants for example. Cool guy, by the way. I seen an interview with another, like, this is a different lane, but he did an interview with a guy that I watch on YouTube. Mm. Dope dude. But as far as his NBA fucking IQ and what he think of the league, like, he be on some dumb shit. Like,
okay,
he
just so be let on me,
some bullshit. Like, let me not say anybody. Say, I'm like, bro, this is insane. Like, do you really believe this?
Okay, let me not say anybody. But, like, the credible guys that played for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying you got to be, like, Shaq and Barkley decorated, but, you know.
They're not that good either.
But I'm saying, I'm willing to take their opinions for what it is versus others, that's all. What's up with them Cowboys, dog?
They on
fire.
They
I'm like, ballin'. Dog, I definitely thought that was going to be a bounce back spot for the Eagles.
Man, I told you.
And I was Cowboys, like,
no sweat, pure dominance. Because they capable, bro. They're capable of doing it, very much capable of that. And they capable of beating the Niners. But will they do it?
Hold on now.
No, bro. They capable. That team is stacked. That team is stacked. And against everybody, damn near everybody, they get two turnovers. You know, if that gonna keep up his level of play and I'm still in two possessions from you, hey, bro, that's what's happening. Like, that's literally what's going on. They gonna beat you by two possessions because they gonna steal them from you. Sack fumbles, interceptions, pick sixes, whatever the fuck they decide to do. Because the defense be on some bullshit sometimes.
Like, that's true.
Micah Parsons, that nigga Bland, he's a record for pick sixes.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what's going on. Dak not turning it over.
That's so what's shocking me the most. I'm like, damn, back. All right, Dak, keep you going, know? Bro.
So that's it, bro. And McCarthy is, hey, he dialing up good shit. If you ever get an opportunity to watch, which I know you did,
yeah.
But I'm talking to the people, like, hey, bro, McCarthy dialing up good plays, dog. Like,
oh, yeah, cause
some
for
of that
sure.
shit is schemed perfectly. You yeah. know, Dak. And, you know, it's not a lot of throws down the field for 30 and 40 yards. You know, it's right. 10, 12.
I'd say the race for the NFC at the top looks interesting with San Fran, Dallas, and Philly as a third. But opposite side of the spectrum, what you think about the AFC with the Chiefs kind of
tailing off a little bit?
Yeah.
Hey, it happens, but yeah. this is how you build.
They'll
you
know, bounce back, though.
You can see their glaring hole, bro. Like, it's clearly they need a number one receiver.
Right.
And I mean, I think they answered that in the offseason. They too Patrick Mahomes reliant. And that's that, bro. Mm-hmm. That's that.
So
that's their team. That's kind of how they set up. And sometimes he come through, sometimes they don't.
I want to say I said it on the pod a couple of pods ago when football first started. I was taking the Chargers to win the AFC West, right? So, not even the fact that Justin Herbert is out. I'm finally here to reclaim that I was wrong about that, right?
Yeah, so that here's was why. Awful. Their head coach just got fired today.
Right, but of course, it had to be done. Mm-hmm. But here's why I thought they had the chance. Because where the Chiefs are at now is exactly what I said.
That's what you thought.
I'm like,
that's what you thought.
With Hill gone,
they
can finally just focus on Kelsey, and then the other guys are going to barely be anything, if anything. So they'll be able to scheme for him, everybody across the board. But I'm like, this will be their finally chance to really get past them.
Right.
At least one of the games, make a tiebreaker, whatever the case may be. And it's been like a dumpster fire. Pretty much the whole season, you know.
Yeah, and it ain't always been pretty in KC.
No, the Chargers.
Yeah, with the Chargers. I'm sorry.
So,
but
I was wrong about that. And
man, when you look at the Chargers, like top to bottom, you know, they got some players, of course. They got a few, but you know, nothing real explosive. It's a team that really lack explosion. I mean, and you got a quarterback that's capable. And I mean, in a way, it's kind of like they're not really using them. I don't know, man. They're going to make some changes, clearly. I mean, I don't know who step in as the interim or what they're doing with that. But in the offseason, they'll get a head coach. Hopefully, they could tune some shit up, bro. Because right now, they wasting good talent.
With for sure. QB. So, The NFL, get your shit together. The NFL as a whole, bro, I felt this year has been such a respectably saying this, a laughable situation. Like, everything in the world that could have went wrong from the big picture spot for them is going wrong, right? Rodgers gets hurt, play 4 of the season, right? You have the Broncos getting blown out by the Dolphins early. Every other time you look, it's 3 or 4 players getting hurt on a Sunday. Yep. You know, so many backup quarterbacks going in. Like, from a league aspect, bro, like, you really can't say this was a positive year at all. I'm sorry.
Maybe, but in a way, I think it shapes for what football is going to become eventually. Yeah. You're going to have to build your team in a way where you have players that could come in behind, you know, whether that be starting quarterbacks, DBs, receivers, because the shit's happening, bro. These dudes, they fast as shit. These mm-hmm. bodies not supposed to collide, you know, at this type of speed. So, you know, players are going to get hurt more and more. Mm-hmm. So with that, like, you damn near got to build yourself starting quarterback, you know, A+, but you need a formidable backup, bro. You need somebody who can come in and just keep the shit going. You know, just keep, you know, allow us to keep doing what it is that we do.
Yeah.
And you see some of that with maybe like Cincinnati, the Bengals, you know, Jake Browning and being able to come in and basically keep the shit going. He's the right. same kind of quarterback as Joe Burrow. Obviously not as talented, not as good, but it's the same shit. You right. know, the dude can make the throws. You see it.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito, same shit. You know, able to make those throws.
But you don't think the fact that they just kind of found this guy out of nowhere?
Who?
DeVito.
Nah, bro. I watch college football. Hell no, I don't think it's surprising. Man, you watch it. You see it, dude. Coming out this year, they got 5. They got 5, maybe 6 guys that are going to get NFL looks. You know, it's and a pipeline,
won't get,
bro.
We
these
won't
kids,
get none of them.
Yeah, I don't see that either. Man, I think the Saints, they got to pull a plug, dude. Cuz I always say it, like, that's why I can never be a fan. They rob their fans. Like, you robbing your people with Derek Carr, bro. Come on, man, pull a plug on that shit and go get Jaden Daniels. Go do everything you can to get somebody.
So
Bo Nix, come on, man. He Taysom Hill and somebody else formed in one, like.
So
nasty.
So shout out to my dog. I gotta get my rant off about Carolina real quick. I haven't really.
Nah, you got to.
It's time. So start from the top, go to the bottom. Just give me a minute, right? Shout out to my dog, right? Got me a Carolina beanie and a pair of socks last year for Christmas. Secret Santa, right? Wear my beanie to work faithfully, right? Every fucking day it's cold enough, I wear it proudly. You know what I'm saying? I rep my team, bro, like dumpster fire or not, right? Football, I stick with my team, right? Walking through, this is after we lost them boys Sunday. Customer like, damn, they were talking about the game. The customer walked through, he's like, damn, we got a Carolina beanie on. Just, and my coworker was like, yeah, man, he's a true fan. He's like, man, and I heard him, right? So when I came back up there, I was like, man, I'm not a new fan. I said, I've been a fan since the Steve Smith era, right? And I'm like, when I saw them play against the Eagles in the playoffs that year, I'm like, who the fuck is that? And ever since then, I've been a Carolina fan. So I saw all of the down. I saw how bad we looked when we got Cam. I saw how bad we looked when we got Christian McCaffrey. Bro, we look bad. I went to a Saints watch party, right? Shout out to my bro. Shout out to Debo, man. We celebrated his birthday at a Saints watch party. Us and the friends and the fam, right? Went there repping, right? Whole house Saints fans, right? Fuck it, I'm in this bitch, right? When they blocked the punt, bro, I'm like, it's over with, right? The drive that we went down, got to the 1, ended with a field goal, I was like, yeah, we don't have a shot. That was our chance to score a touchdown and to make the Saints nervous to feel like we in this game and then we maybe get a chance late in the game because they kept making plays to keep themselves in the game, right? So at this point, bro, I'm lost of words. I don't know what to say. Like, it's bad. We fired the coach. It was time for that. Like, the owner's kind of just pissing away the franchise. It's bad, bro.
It is bad.
It's bad. Like, outside of the fact that we could have had Richardson or Stroud, the fact that coach wanted Richardson or Stroud makes it all look way, way worse because we could have really been in a situation, dog. But with that being said, I'm almost to the point where I'm at a cross between, do I want to pick a new team or wait and see what happens? And I think I'm at the point where I want to wait and see what happens, because if it doesn't at least shape well, I would have to really, really, really consider going to a different team. And I don't necessarily know who, but I definitely have to consider all possibilities here. Ride it out to the end of the season, see what we do as far as off season, and before the season starts up, I will definitely come in and make a decision on my future fandom, because I really can't sit there and say I really want to back another team when the whole NFL is really a dumpster fire. But like I said, I think I'm at the point where I'm at a crossroads, dude. Like, stay with the team, let it see what high plans out, or find a new team.
But the league different, bro. Basically, at this point, you root for a team if you decide, like, if you was just jumping into it. Like, let's say you don't have a team, you neutral all across the board. You just want a team to root for. You root for somebody who's a well-run organization. I don't give a fuck who they have on the roster, because that shit is ultimately going to change. And believe me, if you're not well run, given the opportunity to fuck it up, you will fuck it up.
Right.
New York Jets. You know what I'm saying? Like, true. Some teams, they just got a knack for kind of fucking it up. You know, the Chargers, like, they just be fucking it up, bro. Like, they just be doing bad shit. The Buccaneers, like, you see what I'm saying? They got good players. Like, they had Tom Brady. They did they shit with Tom Brady. They even won a Super Bowl. But they right back on that Tampa Bay Buccaneers type of hype. Like, they doing what you expect a team like the Bucs to do. The Packers.
Yeah.
They were decent, you know, with at the very end of Aaron Rodgers' run with them. They were all right. They wasn't that good, but they were decent. And they kind of just like that right now. You know, this is a team that they don't really hit the bottom, bro. Mm. They, you know, 6-6, 6-7, 7-8. Mm. You know, they don't really hit the bottom. And at this point, you can see them, like, kind of climbing their way back up. Like, they kind of making some noise when you didn't really think they would do anything. So I think that's how you got to look at it. But, man, I'm off the NFL. What you thought about the in-season tournament?
Let's give sports a break real quick. Let's touch on some TV shit. Let's touch on Kane and come back to sport.
Okay.
We're long-winded on the NFL. Let's touch on some other shit just to give them, you know, a little break between the sport.
What do you think about that first
opening scene?
Let's start with Roddy.
Hey, let's not even mention this guy's name because I'm scared. I'm gonna lie to you. Like, let's just
call him him.
him. That
right.
guy.
That him. That nigga. Right.
Dude. Here. Hey. I can't stand the sounds in movies and TV shows when it's bones cracking and like shit like that, because when I tore my knee up, I heard my shit. Like, it was a nice little crack in it. You know what I'm saying? And it's eerily similar. Like, that's one of the sounds that's very, very close on to how that shit sounds. It's just maybe exaggerated to the length it goes, but it doesn't. It doesn't even compare to the real thing. But yeah, he is a wild one, bro. Like, I don't know. My next prediction, he's gonna get famous.
Damn.
He's gonna get famous.
Think that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And Kane gonna have to come save the day.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh no. He gonna get famous out. Like famous gonna be like.
Like it's OV.
Like yeah. Like fans, so think about it. When he looked at your boy like that, hey, next time you saw him again, it was over with. He done peeped out Unique going by Rock. Also, I don't like how Rock and Unique are going, but whatever. I'll get back to that.
Same. I'm not really a fan of how they fucking. I'm not.
So, he going to make a play on Rock. He going to fuck around and back into a corner. I think that's what's going to get Unique to be like, all right, bro, I got to put you down.
I got to put you under.
You know what I'm saying? So because now you fucking with my bitch, and I got to put you under.
Unique going to be the one to get him?
Yeah, for sure.
Because that can't.
Season ending.
That can't come out. I just can't let you fuck this up for me. Season ending. This come, everything go bad.
That's going to be the season ending.
That's the information that just
High Takes Podcast. You heard it here first. Unique going to put the brother down by end of the season. Right?
I think for sure. I think he's definitely going to be out of there.
His next victim is famous. Here's why. I think famous know he not really in that game like that. And it's going to come a situation where Kane can't do some shit. He going to need him to go do it. And he going to be, of course, got to drop. And it's up. When he got to drop, you know it's done for. Right? Yeah, I don't like how Rock and Unique is fucking. Like, I don't. You know, I get it. It's storyline shit. But it's like, yes. I applauded their season one feud. I really did. Because I'm like, this is different back and forth than you normally get. You know, from like drug kingpin and shit like that. Yeah, despite it even being her being tough as a woman in the show.
You know, like the man said, you can't help who you love, bro.
Yeah,
I think it ends up like, at some point, somebody's going to end up fucking the other person. And I don't mean like sexually, like,
yeah,
you know, somebody going to put somebody in a bad spot.
Who do you think finds out they fucking? Like, how do you think it comes out?
I think the brother.
Which one?
Rock's brother. Not Marvin.
Lou give a fuck.
I think Lou finds out.
You're right. The Lou probably I think gonna Lou find out
because he needs that information. Rock kind of always got the one up on him, and that'll kind of be his opportunity to kind of level that shit off. Like you kind of always get me, and yeah, you do.
I own you, nigga. Nah, I own you. You sure right? They set it up. You motherfucking spot on.
I think Luke gonna get him, bro.
You spot on. Luke gonna get that. Yeah,
he gonna get this information somehow. And that'll be his leverage. Like, you know, he'll definitely be one of the characters in the show that knows.
That's a good take.
I think it is.
That's a good take.
That's go with that.
What's the girl name? The cousin? Juke. I think Juke gonna take off with the music shit. Cause here's my thing. Jukebox Thomas in a music space, that can kind of work as a name. You know, when she did the audition and she was like, "That's your name," and she was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, I think she did.
It could work. You know,
well, so, obviously, you know, she gets in the girl group, so this audition, I mean, obviously it went well. But you know, just moving on, I think the season, like, you know, it's off to a real, real good start. We 3 episodes in.
Yeah.
And going forward, I just think, man, you got more and more heat.
Like, yeah.
I think I said it before on the pod, but this was a show that renewed before episode 1 of the current season dropped. So that's just telling
rightfully
you, like,
fucking so.
Like, the anticipation from week to week. You know, they really bringing some heat. So, I mean, I got to applaud them, bro.
Definitely.
That shit is off the chain.
Yeah, let's touch on basketball, man. We could kind of wrap it up after that.
Man, I just wanted to talk about the tournament in terms of, like, people kind of shitting on the winner, of course. I'm biased, of course, so you know I won't bring the Lakers and LeBron into this. But because of who it is, you know, we're going to act like it ain't, you know, what it came to be. Like, it was good shit, bro.
Okay, go ahead. Get your shit off.
I think... the players play hard. You know, you seen the effort. You seen the multiple efforts and trying to blow teams out and you know, really trying to do your thing to advance in the tournament. So I think it's a good thing. I just think moving forward, it'll be better regulated, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be more build up to it, more anticipation by the fans, something to kind of look forward to on a day-to-day. And yeah, bro, I was for it. I fuck with it. What you thought?
Two things about it. What you saying about the winner? Here's why I agree with you that people are doubting it and downplaying it because of who won. But at the same time, these players have the opportunity to, quote unquote, miss games and not be penalized. You know when these games are. If you don't give a fuck about it, don't play. Use your sit out game for that. You know what I'm saying? So shut the fuck up about it. Then if you're not gonna care, like, it don't, you know, it ain't nothing necessarily for you to care about. If you play in the game, the result was you lost, bro. End of the story. You know what I'm saying? But I like the idea of it coming into play for the future coming years, because bro, there's a lot of talent across the league now in the young players. You know, like it's not gonna be as top heavy once the LeBron era players really retire, or like, you know, get on their back end career where they could become like legit role players and shit. Like the Pacers got there, and look at the gauntlet they kind of hit to go through there. You know what I'm saying? The Bucks got there, Lakers got there, and Pelicans.
Pelicans, yeah.
Right. That, so you're talking about two very young teams, veteran team, and then a mid-veteran team, yeah, with the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? So you got pretty much all aspects of it. But think about when you get like Minnesota come along, and then you get the Pelicans, and you get the Grizzlies, and then you get,
speaking of Minnesota,
you know, the Jazz to kind of figure it out, and you know, shit like that. The Suns still gonna be a thing, etc. You know, so I like the idea of it, to have it early in the season. Like, it's gonna be good for the years to come, I say. Go ahead.
Right. I just think it, like, and by it being at the beginning of the year, I think it kind of like, it's a good transition for the players. It's something to get the legs loose right quick.
Right.
Let's get into the season. Let's start playing hard. That way they can treat it as
that and not have to sit out.
You know, and then come mid-year, you know, things, that way things don't really tail off. Because you know it's going to become a point in the league where things does kind of tail off. But, like, then that'll be the All-Star break. You come back after that, and then it's back at it. It's time to really, you know, we playing for standards at this point.
Shout out to fucking Adam Silver, dog.
He really cooking it up right now.
He's doing
this thing. The NBA, they look good right now. Outside of the bullshit that's going on, I don't really want to talk about Draymond Green that much.
No, we got you. We gotta touch it because it's fresh and it's topic. Get him the fuck out of here. I'm not sounding like the indefinite shit, but it's like, he definitely needs to serve like the multiple game for sure.
So when they say indefinitely, I'm thinking, man, anywhere from like 12 to 20 games.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So
I definitely think he should sit out till after Christmas.
So that's 3 to 4 weeks. Like, so I think, yeah,
for sure. Like, maybe I would say probably
a little more than that, yeah. Like, cause bro, like,
he just came back from the same shit,
right? So yeah, you come know? On man, let's put him up for a little
and
bit.
I was somewhat giving him grace in the last situation because teammate got into it, etc. But you know,
I'm not, he
but
crazy
this time bro, like, what the fuck are you doing, you know? But get this shit over with, bro. Anything else, man? You good?
I'm straight, bro.
Bet.
Good.
Merry Christmas to everybody, man. Probably be back before New Year's for sure.
Definitely
wrap up
gonna
the
come
year.
Back for the New Year's. You know we gotta cook up one more time for y'all, but it's been good, bro. A lot
Bowl
of love
season
today.
Is here, man. Shout out to that. And we'll touch on bowl season next one. We'll be into for sure.
Let's go. I got one more thing. Hey, look, man, for all my betting heads, anybody who looking for the player today, this from your boy Sean.
Oh,
hey,
this
look,
ain't coming
man,
out today.
Take the Indiana Pacers.
Okay. Prophesy. So Indiana Pacers.
Take the Indiana Pacers.
I'm throwing out there too.
Minus 8.5. That's the player of the day. You got it, man. You heard it here. Oh, well. High takes pie. That's sure. Now they're gonna get
now
you
go
something.
Out there and put out there too. You got a thing you can put. You want to put some fucking Rod Wave shit on there. Go put Pacers minus 8.5 on your timeline. You feeling like that?
All right, I will.
Give me the Magic plus 4.5.
All right, it'll move down. Cool.
Magic plus 4.5. All right, we out.